Ahoy, mateys! Welcome to Expedition Cartoon, where my brother and I explore the vast and beautiful worlds of animation for the perfect place to call home. Don't know how many times or ways that I can do that. We are your captains, Alec and Lou, and today we are exploring, wait for it, one of our nostalgic paradises. This episode is for us.
Oh, I'm so excited to get into this one. This one is all about the digital world. Starts playing really corny Digimon rap in my head from the movie.
Yes, when Lou and I were growing up, I think this may have been the cartoon that bonded us the most. And tell me if you think there might have been another. I think that there have been a lot that we have grown to love together over time, but each of us was more interested in it at one specific time, and then the other person kind of jumped on board. Whereas this one, I really felt like we had a phase where we just got obsessed with it together.
You know, we definitely did, because I remember specifically watching it with you, like episode by episode as it was airing on TV. I don't think it was the original airing, but we found a canon release date that we stuck to.
That's true. Now, I did see it in the original airing, and then I rewatched it when you got to see it for the first time, and it was also airing one episode in a week, and that's kind of how we came to do it at the same time.
Yeah, see, part of, I was really young when we watched it, and some of the memories blend together with Digimon with the video game for me.
Yeah.
Because everybody, still play Digimon World 1 every once in a while, and I've, after like 20 years of playing that game, I finally completed the Digivolution chart like last year.
Everybody knows exactly what you're talking about.
Those who do know how freaking hard that game is. It is crazy, ridiculously difficult.
It's true. So a little bit of trivia. The Digimon adventure anime that I'm speaking about, the one that I truly grew up with that captured my attention, I think was 1999. And there was a video game called Digimon World that was released, I think, actually even a little bit before. So these things coincided with each other. There was the release of the video game and the anime. In many ways, exactly what Pokemon did, with the video game and anime being very closely related to each other upon release. And that really only lasted, in Digimon's case, at the very beginning. And after that, everything, like, became a multiverse of offshoots going into all kinds of different diagrams and directions. And a lot of people, I think, enjoy Digimon less because of the fact that they have not really been able to get their act together in terms of consistency. And there's so many different ways to consume it. You don't even really know where to start.
Yeah, the series just got too big for its britches. And even if you play the games like I did, I don't think any of the games have a consistent evolution chart the way that Pokemon does. And yes. So, like, if you get attached to a character when you're watching season one, and you're like, oh, this one's identity, like Agumon's identity turns into Greymon. I mean, that's a bad example, because that's probably one of the only ones that they actually didn't change up. But you'll play a video game that has Agumon in it, and it won't even digivolve into Greymon. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be all over the map. I mean, that's not a perfect example, but most other ones had some inconsistencies.
Sure, and the reason we bring this up is because as we are doing what we do in this podcast, talking about whether to live in the digital world, the question becomes complicated when the way the world exists is so different in so many different types of iterations. So, in terms of what we are going to try to do, we're pretty much going to bank on our nostalgia and go with Digimon Adventure, which was the first two seasons that were ever released in the Digimon canon. They were the ones that most people feel nostalgia for.
Yeah.
And they also have a ton of awesome locations within them that are very easy to talk about. And it's the easiest way to talk about how the logistics of living in the digital world work, even though they were kind of played differently in the different iterations. I do want to talk very quickly, like rapid fire, about some of the other versions, because I think they will be interesting. But for the sake of this conversation, we're talking old school Digimon. Season 3... if you want to call them seasons, because they change franchises most of the time when the seasons change, was called Digimon Tamers, and that one also worked the same as the original Digimon Adventure, but it was a completely different canon. So not the same, but the world works the same. So you start to see a lot of that. People think that's actually the best series if you are interested in just walking into
that,
one.
Was that season 3 or 4?
3.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But yeah, I'll get into more of the specifics later. I don't want to scare people off with the weeds, because I do think that this conversation about the digital world is one of the ones that I'm the most excited to have on this podcast. There's a lot there to love, in my opinion, especially if it's something you grew up with. And I think it raises a question for our audience about if you are the likeliest to live in the worlds that you feel nostalgia for versus worlds that you think would objectively be the best. And also what that says about us as people in terms of seeking out our nostalgia for livability. You know,
don't underplay how sick the digital world is. Hold on. I might be playing right into your thought experiment, but like, this place is sick. I love it.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I'm sorry to give a ton of backstory here, but this is important. When I was little, even when Lou was much littler than me, I think I was in first grade, me and my best friend at the time, Joey, we would go to the playground and we would pretend to be Digidestined in the digital world with our friends. And we almost believed it to such a degree with kids' vivid imaginations that we almost thought it really was happening. We were so convinced of it. And it's because of how much the show itself captured our imagination at that young age. And we talk about how shows like Avatar The Last Airbender sort of changed how the West views cartoons because it was a long-running plot that people actually stayed invested in. Digimon and anime were doing that way before, and some of them made their way over to the States. So this is an example of that, you know. Pokemon kind of did it, but Pokemon was a little bit more formulaic, even though there was a loose thread. Digimon was straight up really, really important to follow everything that was happening.
Yeah, for a time.
I mean, and it is funny because I look back and I can't remember the order of which things happened, but I do remember feeling so invested and every week wanting to know what happened next. But the point that I'm making, the fact that 6-year-old Alec was on a playground just imagining being in the digital world speaks to the immersion that they were able to create, especially for that age group. But even now, like, it holds up, that original Digimon show. I really would recommend it to anybody.
And for the elephant in the room, Digimon or Pokemon? Yeah, I think what the right answer is.
I think it's going to be a big discussion here, especially with the livability, but I want to save it toward maybe the end.
That sounds good.
Because we're going to be talking about where we live, and we both stayed in the Pokemon world for a long time in terms of our world of choice. So, all right.
One of my problems with the Pokemon world was that it was too safe, if you remember.
I do remember that. That's not a problem for me. I enjoy being safe.
That's not a problem in the digital world because it's a little bit less safe out there.
That is quite true. Okay, is there anything else you want to set the table for before we head into the world and start exploring?
Yeah, I have one question that I think will be good for framing how we're going to do this.
Okay.
Would you want to be a tamer with a Digimon?
The answer
or a Digimon itself.
that is also a question that I wrote down.
Nice.
And to be honest with you, maybe the answer will change as we talk, but my inclination is Tamer or Digidestin, if you're going to use the original series phrasing. And if I could explain very quickly, it comes from a pure nostalgic reason. I imagined being the guy who was saving the digital world with my Digimon growing up, and it's hard for me to shake that. But I can objectively see how being a Digimon could be more fun. So we'll talk about it.
Yeah. I think we will get into that, because I think I'm probably going to have to talk my way through it a little bit too. But at face value, it seems like in a way it'd be cooler to be a Digimon, but I think the role of being one of the Digidestin is more impactful in what I'd be interested in doing, but we'll see.
Okay, we will. Let us take off. We're doing it, man. We've always wanted to. To the digital world we go.
Do. Digimon. Do. Digimon. Digimon, digital monsters, Digimon are the champions! Did you know that for the longest time, I actually thought it was Digimon Gar the champions because of the way the guy said it?
Wow, what does that mean? Isn't a Gar a fish?
I have no idea, but I that's what I sang for like years.
There are fish in the digital world.
There are. Garmon. Yeah. I don't know if that's real.
Probably not, but it could be, because the freaking Rolodex of Digimon is way too big. Can we talk about that? Right, yeah. As I said that we were going to get into the world itself.
Yeah, I tried to find like a comprehensive list of Digimon with pictures, and it simply doesn't exist. Like, the best that I could find were ones from games, because there's just nothing nobody bothered to make a list that expansive. If they did, send it on our Discord, because I'd very much like to see it.
Yeah, there is like a wiki that tries to capture every Digimon that's been created canonically, whatever the canon means. And I mean, again, you could search through it like a database, but it's not like Pokemon where there's just this clean order and you know exactly where you are and what evolves into what. It's very complicated.
Yeah.
I guess that's fine, but in my opinion, it would be more satisfying if it was a little bit tighter.
Yeah, I found enough ones from early Digimon that I'm satisfied.
And that theme song that Lou sang is the transition into the world. So we are here. Yes. We got distracted briefly by a conversation about the Digidex, if you will. But Lou, as we get to this digital world here from this original series, what do we see?
Well, first thing that happens is a bizarre ending of 2001 A Space Odyssey, like parallel universe traveling thing in the ocean that I always thought was like a tsunami. Remember that in the first series?
I can't believe that's the first thing that came to your mind, but I do.
I mean, that's how you get in. That's the first thing you see.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about their literal delivery. Yeah. These kids at camp, they end up kind of falling into the digital world, right?
Well, and actually, I think that it's important to say that. So technically, it's not like how Pokemon is just the Pokemon world and that's it, right? In Digimon, there is the real world, and they are actually going into the digital world. And in a lot of the video games, like the one Digimon World 1 that I was playing, that's kind of the gimmick of the thing, too. Like, you are a real person in the real world, and you are actually accessing, you know, this is the canon, the lore of the game. You're accessing a real digital place where all of these creatures exist. And, like, there's time dilation and all that kinds of stuff.
Yeah, the time dilation works in such a way that... And this was actually a question in the Discord. The real world is moving very slow by comparison. So you could be in this digital world a month and people would barely notice that you were gone. Yep. And that is maybe a consideration, because I guess if I'm thinking about going to this world, potentially, yeah, I live in the digital world, but there is also a connection to the human world if you want.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't, boy, and if we are deciding to be Digidestined, I think the implication is that the Digidestined are humans coming from the human world that are here to be with their Digimon partners and save the day. Now, we could be leaving from our personal world into the digital world in the exact same way. So it actually fits ridiculously well if this was a world that we decided to live in, if we wanted to have a Digimon.
It totally does. But I would like to say, if we did somehow get ejected from the digital world, we would not end up in our world. We would end up in animated, you know, Digimon planet, which is effectively the same, but, you know, fictional liberties taken.
Yeah. And I mean, it's Japan. It's like, I feel like it's a pretty honest depiction of what it's like to just live in the real world, from what I can tell. And that's fine. But the real excitement here is this island. And this is actually another thing that feels actually very hard to parse through on the internet in terms of where you actually are at different times. But here's what I got. So we start off on File Island, which is also in Digimon World, the game. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple things that we see. First, we're in this tropical jungle with all these trees. But if you go a little bit further, you get to Koala Beach, which has just a set of suspicious phone booths and vending machines at different times. You've got Dragon's Eye Lake, which is where a big sea monster hangs out. Seadramon. I'm going to really try not to just name drop too many random Digimon for the people who have no idea what this means.
Oh, I won't. Seadramon is awesome. I love that one. He was one of my favorites.
Definitely. And this is kind of where it starts out, but then you can venture further and you get a volcano area. You get Infinity Mountain, which is... Yeah. You know,
crazy. That was the craziest part of the show. As Infinity Mountain strikes fear into my heart to this day when I hear it.
100%. There's Devamon, a literal devil Digimon who lives there.
Yeah.
You've got Freezeland, that's just, you know, kind of your polar ice cap area. And there's a graveyard with some really spooky ghost activity. And Toy Town, which is another eerie place that toys are walking around.
Yup.
And, you know, even like a baby nursery. So I just named all these random things, but it gives you a flavor of what is going on as soon as you start off in this world.
Wow, you know, I didn't realize how somewhat closely the game actually followed the world, at least in terms of the map. Probably nothing else.
I didn't know it either until I found that online, yeah.
Yeah. There was that plane where Elvis Mon, I don't remember his name, the monkey one.
Edamon, yeah.
There was where the you know, plane where Edamon was wreaking havoc in that huge desert. Area.
Yes, okay. So, and that brings me to my next point. So what's confusing about the show is that you have File Island and it feels like you're always on that island and there's just different parts, but you're not. There's a point where they all get broken up, all of the characters, and then they sort of reconvene and they end up in what is called the Server Continent. And that is where there is the pyramid and a Colosseum, like this big Roman situation.
Oh, that's right.
There's a labyrinth and a diner and actually some tunnels and a big palace with these gecko looking creatures and an amusement park and a castle. So
right.
All of them, they're such cartoony versions of what these things would normally be with all of these kooky Digimon characters. Like, the world is so colorful. I think that's one of the reasons I was so taken in by it. When I was younger, there are so many places to go, and every episode takes place somewhere, like almost in a completely different biome. You do not get that in very many shows that you watch.
Oh, that's right. There was even a whole like galaxy that was created by Vedamon that they get transported into. There were so many unique and interesting locations. And yeah, the animation was so colorful and lively, you know, throughout the entire thing. I feel like that was kind of a generational animation that I hardly ever see. It's just so blue. Like the color tone was so bright blue, you know?
Yeah. And you even get at the end of the series this place called Spiral Mountain, where the entire digital world gets segmented into the ocean, the forest, the city, the dark wasteland. And, you know, I'm name dropping all of these places, Lou, and I don't want to spend too much time on any one of them because the real purpose is just to say how colorful this world is. But do any of them like jump out at you as like, that was one of my favorites? And I want to talk more about the livability there.
Honestly, it kind of does seem a little messy when I really think about it.
Okay.
Because it really doesn't make sense how people are getting from one place to, like, when you really think about how people are traveling and like the, you know, the series of events in the show, it's just like the Digivolution chart. I'm kind of like, how on God's green earth does all of this even work? And in terms of like what my favorite locations were, I honestly have so much bias for the video game. Because in the video game, there was like a central town, you know, that was like, you know, you kind of lived there and you could leave the town and go to all these places.
Yeah.
And it was File City, technically, but that doesn't exist in the show, I don't think.
Not that we saw, it's true. We do see something a little bit more like it in Digimon Tamers, but that's not fair.
Was it Digimon's Hut?
Yeah. Well, because Digimon is in that series. But I think that in theory, it's fair game because these places are meant to mirror each other. Like, seriously, the original game and anime were meant to be the same place. And it's the only time they ever did that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hmm. So.
See, there's so many that stuck out to me as, like, cool, but not because I would want to live there. Like the Frigimon place. Like, I loved Frigimon. I loved how cool it was. But it's frozen. It's totally cold.
Yes.
You know, the one with Edamon was cool. It had these gears, you know, the whole gear mechanism I thought was really interesting.
Oh, there was a factory, too, with the robot. Yeah.
Yeah, like, that one was really cool. But none of these places seem very, like, livable in any way. You know what I mean? You remember the cruise ship with Kakatorimon?
I do. And for the record, when I say things like the robot, I know it's Andromon. I'm just paraphrasing for the people that don't know every Digimon. But if you are a Digimon fan, rest assured, I was like the biggest fan of this show.
Yeah, I'm doing all the names because I that'll be easier for my brain.
Fair. Kakatorimon's a big chicken.
I gotta be honest, I think this might not surprise many, but honestly, the Devil Mansion was one of the coolest places.
It was. I wouldn't call it a devil as much as a vampire, but...
Oh, it wasn't Devilmon's. You're right. It was Myotismon's mansion.
Correct.
I forgot about that.
So, in a way, I agree with you. The thing that I love the most about it is how varied it is. I don't think that I would necessarily want to be in any one of these places as much as I would just want to explore the whole thing.
Oh, there was Pixiemon's house. That's a good spot.
That's true. Yep, that was little pink guy.
Yeah, that one was hidden by magic in the desert. Yeah, that was technically still in the desert, I guess.
Another option. Something can be hidden by magic. There's different ways to transport around. And you know what we're actually circling around that we haven't even mentioned? And if you don't know anything about Digimon, it might seem weird to you that this hasn't already come up. This is the digital world. So the fact that it's incoherent actually does make some sense. That they can be in one place and then suddenly the world changes and they're somewhere else. We never get proper explanation, at least in this series, of where the digital world comes from. But I think the implication is that it is sort of data. You know, it's computers and... in theory, it could even be a person making this entire thing, for all we know.
Yeah. Yeah, this is all just basically a, a digital world. It's, yeah, it could also be like a recycled netcode in a way. So, like, this is like the byproduct of countless things coming from, you know, the internet, which was quite new at the time. You know, God knows what the digital world would look like now. It'd probably look like a big trash heap.
Yeah. And when Digimon get deleted, they sort of like go away in 8-bit form. Like their bits just sort of scatter into the ether.
And then they get reincarnated as an egg.
Yeah. And if you think about it, like, God, this is actually some interesting philosophy here. These things... they are real in the sense that they feel real, that they talk to you, that they have personalities, but they are just data, which is different than the organisms that are the humans. And yet they develop these close attachments and bonds. And I don't know, I feel like there's something there about how we interact with things like AI or could potentially in the future. I don't know. We don't have to explore that unless you've got an immediate thought.
Not really, no.
That's fine.
I think AI is complicated. I think
it is. Well, and maybe AI isn't even the right word. I think it's more thinking about how we assign symbols to things and how we can even a stuffed animal. It's different when the Digimon are living, breathing things that are talking to us. But, you know, especially when you're a kid, you can really get attached to those kinds of things. And, I find it fascinating that these kids in this show develop such close relationships with something that arguably are not even real. And I do think it's arguable because we as an audience are meant to feel like they are very real.
I mean, I think they're real. I don't even think there's a case for it not being real. because I mean, in the context, you mean not like how a fictional world isn't real, but like the digital world is totally real.
Oh yes, yes, it's like, real.
They could totally die there.
True, but what I mean is that they are not the Digimon are not biological organisms.
No,
and I guess that doesn't matter, but I do think that it's an interesting distinction.
I don't actually think that's. I mean, they're not made of the same composition that like flesh and blood is, but I still wouldn't say they're none. Like they still are by actually technically by definition everything is biological unless you change that definition.
Okay, organic.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't like the term organic because inorganic is just created by people, which means that anything created by any other species is still organic, but we put ourselves higher than that. Like
that's what I'm getting at. Like, I think that's what makes it sort of interesting, that we think in symbols and we could create that separation. And Digimon to me is a reminder that they are just symbols.
What do you mean they're just symbols? I need you to clarify.
As in, you know, we can assign meaning to anything. Like, the Digimon in this case, they are pure data, but they talk to us, they interact with us.
Well, and actually, technically, they're more than data, because we do see them enter the real world in the movies, and maybe at some points in the show, too.
They do. That's true. But I still think they are data. Something I want to talk about, actually, is the Digivice. And this is an important mechanism if we were going to be a Digidestin.
True.
The Digivice helps, I guess, the main purpose that we see for the show, I think it's got a deeper meaning than this, but it helps the Digimon Digivolve.
Yeah.
We do see other Digimon do that without it, but it's kind of... at least in certain iterations, yeah.
Okay. I actually don't remember it happening without...
Oh, actually... Yes, certainly. Certainly in the original series.
Oh, in the movie, we definitely saw it happen.
The movie and also parts of the series.
I shouldn't say the movie, but the accumulation of shorts that kind of makes up the movie, I will say.
For those of you that don't know, Digimon have usually a few primary phases. The ones that we see in the show most of the time are considered rookies. So the ones that you probably see in most advertisements, if you know very little about Digimon, that's
rookie
probably the...
Champion.
Yeah, it's probably the stage that it's at. And then it goes to Champion, then Ultimate, and then Mega. And in theory, there's a couple that come before the Rookie 2, which are Baby and In Training.
Yeah. And then in theory, it's gotten a lot more complicated than that since we've watched it.
Yes, there's fusions. They can, you know, at different levels. So there's kind of a lot that goes into that.
There's
but it's
mode
not...
changes. There's double warp. There's armor evolutions.
Yeah,
technically,
it's not
armor
like...
was our generation.
It's not like Pokemon, where almost every version has, like, a linear evolution. It's, there's a lot of different ways they can digivolve into different things. They usually don't do much with that in the anime, but they do mess with it a little. Yeah, there's different ways, but, the reason I brought up the Digivice is that something I think is interesting, all of the Digidestin are assigned a crest based on a symbol that is very important to them and a characteristic that they have. So...
It's about as relevant as their horoscope. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you what your crest was, what you think is like a very defining characteristic that would help you connect to your Digimon and have it
all. I'm the crest of complex emotions, and I don't represent a single feeling.
All right. Well, listen, I'm here to generalize you. Can you please sit in the box?
I truly don't have an answer for that. I don't subscribe to stuff like that. I'm a Cancer. I'm sorry. I'm not. I just offended like 50 million people.
Listen, it's fine. You don't have to like horoscopes, but I want to mention that some of the crests that show up in the show are courage, reliability, friendship, sincerity, knowledge. Lou has a look on his face like, yeah, they're all pretty freaking arbitrary, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all things that all people have in certain degrees, aren't they? Well, no, but I'm the most knowledgeable. I'm the most serenity? Is that what one of them was?
Sincerity.
Oh, sincere. I'm the most sincere. Number one, never lied, ever, about anything.
Well, and sometimes it's not even the thing they have, it's the thing that they need.
Mine's chastity, like, sorry.
Stop! Get out of here! I gotta get a buzzer for you. Yeah, I mean, the characters, their Digimon will digivolve when they exemplify that trait. And a lot of the time, it's something that they actually struggle with. And
what's
sometimes
yours?
Let me see. If I had to put myself in a box, I probably should have thought about the answer to this walking in.
If you had to confine yourself to a single character trait.
Zest.
That is not an answer.
Why? I'm so zesty.
What does that even mean?
I have a lust for life.
That's like saying charisma.
What's wrong with that?
That's not you can have charisma and have every single other one of those. Well, I guess that's my whole point, right?
Yeah, it sort of is. If I had to steal one, I think it would be reliability, because I consider myself fairly reliable when it comes to planning.
That's fair.
All right. Well, I can tell that this subject is of no interest to you whatsoever. We will move on to another one.
Wait. What would you give me? I'm just curious.
God, well, I can't pick a mean one because they're all supposed to...
You can pick a mean one. I'm fine with that.
I definitely think logic.
Oh. Knowledge! I count that as knowledge.
Not the same.
Oh, okay. I'll take it. I like that.
See, I actually feel like that's pretty good.
What Digimon would I get for logic? I'd probably get, like, Veda. I'd probably get the alien one.
Actually, I can see that. You'd get, some kind of, like, sci-fi type Digimon. Well, boy. Honestly, I'm almost ready to jump right into that discussion.
Oh, I could get a Lekmon as a rookie. None of them had an Lekmon. That actually kind of works.
Which is terrible. They should have. I always felt like Lekmon was great. Option.
Right?
And he's this little red guy with blue stripes.
It's because his champion evolution doesn't make any sense like all the other ones do.
True, which is Leomon. And Leomon is somebody's Digimon in a future iteration.
I thought it was Bakemon. Whoops.
Oh, no. This is where we... Unless it was confirmed in the anime, Digimon have several Digivolution chains. So it's a good example of how there can be more than one.
Yeah, it could also be Monochromon. Monochromon. That's so dumb.
Please don't even name drop that one. I don't even know how to explain that one to the people who have no idea what we're talking about.
It's a rhinoceros with plates.
It kind of is a rhinoceros looking thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway... I felt like Penguinmon was a Digimon that never got used in the anime properly.
Yep. I knew you'd like Penguinmon. Penguinmon's a great design.
There were some like that they were in like the trading cards that we got as kids, but they never really were prevalent in the anime. And it's like, man, if they did a season where Penguinmon was one of the main ones, that would have been so cool. I love penguins, and I love this design. I have two actual Penguinmon cards that my friend Trevor gave me sitting right here on my desk.
No way! Oh man, I wish I had Digimon cards. Those were the best.
These are the only ones I have right now, but it's because he's my favorite and I would love... So if I was a Digidestined and I could have a Penguinmon, that's literally my childhood dream. There were others that I liked. There was a Tapermon. So, you know, Animal the Taper. I thought he was underutilized.
Yeah, he had like a cool ghost form. He was like a ghost taper. That one was sick.
Yeah. See, so there's all these that could have been really, really fun to explore and still could. This is one of my biggest frustrations. And we were going to talk about the Digimon versus Pokemon thing. I feel like Digimon at its best is better than Pokemon at its best. And it's so gripping and exciting and really like is like an amazing fandom to be a part of.
I agree.
And even at its worst, I kind of think really bad Pokemon is worse than Digimon that's not as good. But they have not managed to have any kind of consistency and they never really... fully give the fans what they want. I feel like there's just such an amazing opportunity to make a new series with Digimon in the same style as the original, but that's totally new characters. And I think that people would eat it up. And yet they keep trying to shake up the format and do completely different things.
It'd be so nice if we could just get like a new canon that like had all the Digivolutions were consistent. Like they just went for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and God, I mean, and it's the kind of thing, it almost makes me want to write a fan fiction, and that's not something that I say often.
I know, right. I actually have been thinking that this whole episode, too.
I feel like I could write a Digimon series that was so emotionally complex and satisfying with such interesting Digivolutions, and I know that it would only be for me and nobody else, and I would probably get bored of it after a day. But I'm imploring the creators, because they're going to keep making new series, to try something like that. That's what I want to see.
I mean, there was the newer one that they did that's about as much as I know
actually,
about.
Actually, let's use this as an opportunity to really quickly just talk about the other types of franchises that Digimon has done since that original series in 1999.
Okay, so, I don't know much about this at all, honestly.
So I grabbed all the notes for this. So we talked about Digimon Tamers season 3. Yeah. And I'm going to stop using the seasons there for the most, maybe at the next one. And the only thing that's different about that in terms of logistics is that Digimon is a show, an actual like television show that kids love and watch in that world. And then it turns out that it's also real.
I forgot about that.
But everything else follows very much the format of having a digital world. And there's Digidestin or Tamers. There's also the trading card game in the real world is a mechanism where you can slide it to do certain things to help give your Digimon powers. So that was kind of an interesting thing they did. Next up, you had Digimon Frontier. And in this one, the Tamers or whatever they are became the Digimon. They had this Digivice thing. And when they activated it, they would turn into the form of a Digimon. And I hated that concept and it stopped me from watching the show, but people actually swear by that as being one of the better series in terms of writing and plot and all of that. So I might want to revisit it one day.
I thought that was cool. I liked that whole thing.
I think when they deviated from having Digimon partners, I lost interest and I kind of wish I'd watched it. I do have that one on DVD. So technically season 4. And then, again, it gets complicated because some of the ones after this had multiple seasons within their franchise. So, next you had Data Squad. And this was a series where the group of Digidestin were a squad that worked for the government to keep digital monsters at bay.
Boo, the government. Boo.
Apparently, this was their first real attempt at a typical shonen, and it had character drama and some violence. But I found the animation to be a little bit uninspired, and they reused Agumon as one of the main ones, and it felt like a reboot more than the other ones did.
Yeah.
Digimon...
Yeah, that's when I fell off.
Okay. Digimon Fusion was one where children were brought to the digital world to protect it, but the Digimon could be fused into different forms. And so that was kind of the new mechanism. And there were a lot of different forms. So even if you didn't have a Digimon, like they could fuse. I don't exactly know how that worked, but there were 108 zones. So there's a lot to explore in that area. If we were trying to think about living there. So it would be its own episode, but it's very niche. I think some people liked that series. Then we have App Monsters, which apparently was not even really a Digimon series. It was meant to be like the App Monsters franchise, and they called it Digimon to try to bring the franchises together, but that franchise App Monsters no longer exists at all. Honestly, the idea of them being digital life forms that come from phone apps does not interest me at all.
No. I mean, granted, we're from a different generation, so like, you know,
true.
Maybe some kid would be like, yay, my phone app is the newest Tamagotchi. But I feel like people are struggling to take care of themselves so much these days that that doesn't sound like a lot of fun to anybody.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then Ghost Game is the most recent Digimon series outside of the reboot. The reboot of the Digimon Adventure series.
Yeah.
And it is apparently more formulaic, but this is some people's favorite in a long time. I had some interest in checking it out myself. The premise is that the Digimon are in the real world being labeled as supernatural phenomenon. And it's more of like a monster of a week situation where every episode you come in and there's a new thing kind of terrorizing the real world. And that one's not of interest for this discussion because they're pretty much spending the whole time in reality. So anything there that you wanted to highlight or say, oh, that actually sounds cool. I'd be interested in that more than Digimon Adventure.
Not really, no.
Yeah, me neither. I don't have an interest to be a human who turns into a Digimon. If I was going to do that in our thought experiment, I would just straight up be the Digimon in the first place.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, now y'all know about different Digimon series that were done, and maybe you have some interest in checking those out, but I have been watching the reboot of the original Digimon Adventure series on and off, and it's okay. I still am looking for a reboot of that style that's not exactly what they did before, with new Digimon and new people. But
I watched a review of it. I heard it was all right.
Yeah. The dub made some very serious errors. So I think that's most people's.
Oh, okay. See, I don't watch dubs, so that doesn't bother me.
Fair. All right. A couple fan questions. Again, if you're in the Discord, you are free to ask things. Mo said, I really just don't understand how anyone in-universe deals with the fact that some Digimon are just guys. And I thought that this is
Oh, I know what you mean. Wink, wink. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, some of these Digimon's looking pretty fine over there.
He's so buff. And it's, yeah.
Take me away, Angeman.
This is interesting. This is interesting. Angeman, oh no. there's also Leo Man.
Oh yeah, Angewa Man.
wait, I think you flubbed that one, but.
Nah, I got it right.
It is weird. It is disorienting. The fact that many of these turn in, when they digivolve, they turn into what are essentially people, but not.
You mean people, but hot. You spelled it wrong.
All right. True. Is this a pro or a con? That's all I want to ask.
Oh, I could tell you that much of the internet would say that that is quite the pro.
I think that you're probably right about the internet.
I mean, here's the thing, right? I'm just going to say it out loud. Breedability is a very real question, right?
Oh my gosh.
So we have Angemon and Angewoman, but one comes from like a yellow bat creature and the other one comes from a cat. Now, I'm not going to read any further into that, but I think some people will.
Yeah. that whole thing is weird, you know, because they get bigger. Listen, here's the thing. These Digimon are data. I don't think that we see much ever about there being any kind of like a romantic interest between Digimon. We definitely get that from the humans.
I don't know, man. You can't say data without date.
Oh my gosh. I really should not. Thanks, Mo, for this question.
God. They put the D in Digimon. Am I right?
No!
Oh, that was a double entendre. That works on so many levels.
For the people who skipped this because they were not interested in hearing about a show they didn't know, they certainly missed out.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Blue's on fire over here.
All right. What's the next one?
Good reminder that we're always looking for more people to participate in the Discord, and you now do have the opportunity to ask questions about the future episodes. I'm trying to remember to ask people, and we get good questions like that. So, you know, you're always welcome to throw those in there. Also, if you are a Spotify listener, you now have the ability to weigh in on how you feel about these different worlds after we record about them. I'm not logged in.
Section?
Yes. So I'm going to ask one question every week, which is basically, would you live in this world? Why or why not? I know that our good friend Ember Fire, who's been with us from YouTube, did leave a comment and I tried to pull it up, but I was having issues logging in, which I think was, and I'll correct myself next time if I'm wrong, that yes, they would. And the poll, which is posted, is 50-50 between yes or no, in terms of whether people would live in the Shrekverse. So I'm going to start adding that as a feature every week. It's part of a new podcast migration that I did to make it easier to make that stuff happen. So even if you are not somebody who wants to be on the Discord, if you are a Spotify listener, you can absolutely weigh in. Tell us, would you live in the digital world? Yes or no. And then you have the option to leave the comment. Why or why not? What parts of it appeal to you?
If you only have YouTube stuff, where do you listen to this? I'm just curious.
Oh, what do you mean if you only have YouTube stuff? Like if you're an audience member who only listens to YouTube?
Sure, yeah. Like where's the easiest place you can find it? Because I don't have a Spotify anymore. I have YouTube Music.
Well, Spotify, you can still listen for free. You're just going to get ads.
Oh, okay.
But Apple Music is an option. You could also use Overcast for free, and that's what I use.
Is that on a web? Are they all apps?
Yeah, but you could also use many of them through browser.
Okay, cool.
So absolutely something that can be done.
Nice.
Yeah. Are you thinking about trying to tip the scales in the favor of Digimon on the Spotify website?
Oh, no. I won't be logging into Spotify anytime soon. But, fair enough. I was just curious, honestly. Mostly because I'm like, where are we on the internet?
Fair. oh, and then for the fan questions, Asmi had also brought up the time dilation thing, which we talked about. So, okay. I want to talk just a couple logistic things. So... now we're starting to formulate what are some of the like actual pros and cons of being here. And I would say that one con is that you are actually pretty isolated. Digimon do not have the kind of population issues that our real world has. There's actually not that many everywhere. So you're not surrounded by them, depending on where you are. You can be in really eerie open spaces and there is only one villain that might hurt you. And almost nothing else.
Might take control of you if you're in the wrong area. That's very true. That's true. Being a Digimon can suck. Like, even I was thinking, oh, well, the Geckomon have a cool place. It's like, oh, no, wait, that big Geckomon is actually terrible. And
horrible. And he's leader. Like a monarch and all those things. There's a lot of, you know, evil Digimon. And there's also a lot of really good ones that are just so awesome. And you want to be their friend. Yeah. But because this world is digital, there are a lot of inconsistencies and things seem like things are changing on the regular. And if you love that kind of thing, you're going to thrive here because there is variety for days. And you will find all kinds of different Digimon. Hopefully most that you will be friends with that will not try to kill you. But if you're a Digidestin, you can bet that tons of people are going to be getting in your way.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
There are a lot of strangely human places where it's like, are they similar to what we have here or are they not? The graveyard comes to mind, where it seems like they are literally having like these creepy humans walk around and then they turn out to be ghosts. Everything is just a little bit uncanny valley, but in a much cooler way. Like, I'm not uncomfortable with it as much as I'm intrigued by it. Like, huh, what's going on here?
The thing that I like about it is that we find out that the digital world does actually impact the real world. True. So like if things are out of balance there, then they're out of balance in the real world. So if you're somebody who wants to like make systematic change in the real world, then given how bureaucratic our world is, I think your best shot is becoming a Digidestin and doing it over there.
Yeah, I think that you're probably right. That's interesting. Since we're toward the end of the podcast, and I think it's okay to get in the weeds a little bit more, do you have other favorite Digimon that you would love to interact with?
Oh, I mean, so my number one when I was younger was Gomamon.
Yeah. I just think
Gomamon is freaking adorable. I love that his ultimate or his mega form is Magna Angemon, which is like this cute little pink little water angel looking thing.
Oh, Marine Angemon, you mean?
Marine Angemon, that is what I meant.
So I hate to break it to you. Marine Angemon is one option, but canonically, according to Digimon Adventure Tri, Vikemon is actually the Mega.
Well, that's stupid, so I'm disregarding that, because...
It is likelier...
No, because we saw Marine Angemon in the original series.
No, we saw him in Season 3, Tamers, because there is a character who I think's name is Ken. It's not Ken, it's something Kenny, maybe. And he does have a Mega Digimon, and that never turns into a rookie. It always stays as Marine Angemon. It's kind of a weird thing that that series does. And I'm only in the weeds again because I know that we're toward the end. We will answer the question soon.
Shoot, it was Tamers. Well, I'm still taking that because it was canon in Tamers.
Yeah, listen, if you were in that universe, I bet that there's a way where it actually does end up that way because Digimon have so many different paths. I think it's more consistent in the Digimon Adventure show, though, so it's likelier that you would get the same predictable result every time. Now, some have speculated that Penguinmon's Mega would be Marine Angemon, which I would be very happy with.
Boo.
I would again.
Wait a minute. Oh, wow. Actually, in the wiki, it says that it is Penguinmon.
Yeah, well...
That's from Tamers. That's from Tamers, though.
That's what they think. So I've been down the Penguinmon rabbit hole many times, and there's a lot of debate about what his actual Digivolution line looks like.
But I like
to live in the world where that's the one. Now, I also like from the original series, Agumon, who is the one everybody knows, is the orange dinosaur. And all of them, really, but Tentomon, you know, the little bug guy who's just very, he's funny.
I like Tentomon. I liked Hercules Kabuterimon. That guy was pretty cool, too.
Oh, yeah. So there's all kinds of different iterations in these Digimon that we've grown to love over the years. Wizardmon is an icon, yeah. By the way.
Wizardmon. R.I.P.
Yes, one of the greatest ever, and never forget his name. That's what I have to say.
Yeah. Phoenixmon was crazy. I love Piomon and Berdramon's whole line.
Yeah, absolutely good. So we gave ourselves a chance to nerd out a little bit, and I enjoyed that. But now I want to talk about the Pokemon thing. So, hell, let's just get into the conversation about whether or not we would want to live here. Would I? Yes. And I think that you're probably in the same boat, right? Before we determine whether we would move. It's not a sure thing for you?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it probably is.
Compared to nothing else.
The Digimon world is a lot grungier than the Pokemon world, which is a pro and a con, you know what I mean?
Okay, so let's compare then, because I'm about to talk about whether or not I would move from Hilda, but I already left Pokemon to go to Hilda, and Pokemon is extremely high on my board. What do you think?
Well, here's my issue. I love Digimon because I love their designs. I love the character. I love that you could have a Digimon and like be their bud and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think where it gets awkward for me is that even though I love the animation and how vibrant the world is, it's really hard for me to actually think of a specific place that I would want to be. You know what I mean?
I can see that, but also, there's like 30 places I would want to be. I would want to see it all. I don't know if it would be as sustainable. But okay, so you're talking in general though. But compare it to Pokemon again.
Yeah.
Because you've said that a strength is that this is less safe.
Yeah. Well, because in the Pokemon world, I feel like the problem with the Pokemon world, and this is from someone who's just played a lot of Pokemon and has overexplored the world, is that like, unless you're the guy doing legendary Pokemon stuff, there's not really new ground to break, right? Like, I know the premise of the game is that you're like filling up the Pokedex and technically you're the first guy to do it. But yeah. I've seen that formula recycled so many times that it certainly wouldn't feel that way to me. I know this. I know it in and out. There's nowhere that I could go that I haven't been in the games already. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But the Digimon,
I understand that.
The Digimon world is so rustic and so like wild, and its inconsistency makes that fun because it's like, you know, the internet is creating new stuff every day, and you really have no idea what you're gonna run into. You know?
Yeah. It's frenetic.
Frenetic?
Frenetic. It's just like, energy bouncing around. There's all kinds of different scenarios. Nothing is the same. And that is exciting. I've long said I do feel like Digimon is stronger than Pokemon, especially that original Digimon Adventure show. I just think that it's so much easier to get invested in the story. And Tamers. I think they're both just, seriously, some of the best cartoons, anime that I personally have watched, and I just have such a devoted love for them.
And I'd even say some of the games were better than Pokemon. Like the Digimon World DS game was fantastic. I loved the Digimon World games. Digimon Rumble Arena was really fun too.
Sure. I mean, they made lots of good ones, lots of bad ones, and they're always different, but they give you something new. I think that the Pokemon collection aspect is stronger. Because I would be excited to be able to, you know, collect all these different Pokemon and become friends with them. And at Digimon, you only get one, probably, though you might get to interact with others.
But see, that's the fun part, though, is because the bond that you build with your Digimon is so much stronger. Like, Pokemon is just straight up slavery. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Digimon, it's not slavery. Like, they're actually your bud, and you work together to better each other. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's a great point. That is a great point.
And it makes the writing for the show a lot stronger, too, because as much as we could see Ash be like, Pikachu, you're my bud, you don't have to wear a chain like the rest of the Focus Slaves. There's still a little part of me that watches it, and I'm like, okay. it seems like Pikachu's the only one with rights in this whole world, if you're asking me. But, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter. The Pokemon don't want rights. Like, oh, I don't know about that. But Digimon, you don't have that issue. That's not glaring. Like, the balance of how the world exists and how it affects the real world and like, you know, just the nature of the digital world, I find so interesting. And even, I know it sounds silly, we talked about it at the beginning, but just the way that you enter, where you are kind of compressed into data in this weird, like, alien-looking, you know, transition, it makes it feel a lot more alien than the Pokemon world. The Pokemon world just feels like a big zoo. You know what I mean? Like a really big, expansive zoo. But just like a zoo, there's not really anything out of the ordinary you're expecting to happen. You know, like, no, nothing's coming out of the zoo to kill you. You know, like, technically, could it happen? Sure. I'm sure that the Pokemon, like, the Pokedex entries reveal some crazy shit in the Pokemon world. Don't get me wrong. But in Digimon, there just seems to be a lot of, like, there's so much that's not known that gives a much greater sense of expansiveness that I like about it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? 100% agree. I mean, are you talking me into it or you? Would you leave Trollburg for the digital world?
Man, those Digivice look so pretty.
Let me ask a question. If we decide to move, can we move back, or is that it? Like, there's no going back to the place that we leave.
You can, no, there's no going back to it. Like, we've lived there. That's our time. We're moving on.
Never
living back in the Pokemon world again. You gotta own that truth. And I'm fine with that personally.
Okay. But are you gonna leave Trollburg?
You know, Trollburg's really, it could be really big, but effectively it's really small. It's got small town vibes, you know what I mean?
Can I answer first to make sure that I have the original thought? I'm moving. I've got to do it.
Really?
This is my childhood dream. I know it's dangerous. I know that there are all kinds of red flags that would normally stop me from living in any other place. And I know that last week I told you, there is no way I'm leaving Trollburg before you. I feel like I'm going to be here a long time. I did not expect the digital world to be the very next episode that we were talking about. And
wow.
I might move fast. I might think better of it and be like, oh, shoot, now I need to move again. But if I don't leave Trollburg now, I'm probably never going to. So digital world, we're going. My childhood dream is realized and it's happening. What about you?
First of all, whoa. I'm surprised.
I know.
Impressed a little, I might even say.
I want to be a Digidestin. I'm ready to save that world with Penguinmon by my side. It's gotta happen.
It just seems like there's so much cool stuff that you could do. Oh god, but I could be researching magic and exploring this whole new world. But I could also be best friends with an ever-changing Digimon and work on my own single character trait.
For as long as you live.
So sorry, I can't help poke fun at that. Oh man, there's so many cool Digimon. Your Digimon can die, though.
That's true. That would be bad.
It would die and become an egg. And it's kind of reborn with, like, a new personality. And I feel like that would be difficult to deal with.
That is not entirely true. Patamon came back and ended up being himself.
Oh, really?
If you were moving into Tamers, I think it would be more permanent. But we are talking Digimon Adventure.
See, but I'd want them to reincarnate differently because then I get a new one.
Whoa, that is messed up. Get out of here. Trollburg, you wench.
I'm just saying, like, would you want Tentomon forever? Who's your partner? Who do you choose as your partner? Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't even... What? What about their whole Digivolution line? You don't even know what they turn into.
I don't need to know. Penguinmon, I've dreamed of having him by my side as a Digidestined since I believed it was really happening at 6 years old. And so I am not going to waver.
I'm going to play Digimon World after this. I'm just saying it right now. Man, there's so many cool Digimon.
The runtime's going long. Pick.
This is really hard for me.
I know, because you don't get another shot.
Oh, and there's like the dinosaur Digimon, like Triceratops. I could have a dinosaur. But in the digital world, oh man, maybe I could become like a Digimon researcher too.
You could.
We haven't seen one of those.
I was thinking I would totally be taking a notebook and cataloging every Digimon I could find. I would do that.
Oh man.
It would be more comfortable in Trollburg. I know that like I'd have my coffee there. I'm not going to have it here.
You know what? You know what? It is going to sound crazy, but you know what just made me convinced?
What?
I am staying in Trollburg.
What?
I spend enough time on the internet and I do not want to literally be in the internet. I don't actually know if there's I don't know if there's fresh air there. I don't know if the taste of water feels the same. There's a bunch of like organic pleasures that I indulge in that I think that I would miss too much being in a place that's all ones and zeros. You know what I mean?
I understand that.
Again, it all is supposed to be really real. No, I think I like what I'm doing in Trollburg too much. Okay. I think that in all honesty, as much as I love Digimon, and I really do, I think that I would rather just play the games.
I hear that. And the games are great, but again, this is what I've wanted to do, and please continue my adventure with all of the different creatures. I've had a great time in Trollburg. I loved my time there, but I am ready to explore a new place.
You know what? No, I changed my mind. I'm going!
No! Stop following me!
I'm moving there! I'm moving! I can't help it! It seems so cool! I get to... I'd still be able to be best friends with there's a whole bunch of cool ones. The crabmon that turns into the dolphin that turns into the, there's just too many. There's too many cool things.
Okay.
I couldn't help it.
So Elecmon is your Digimon.
Oh, hell no. No, I'm doing Gomamon all day.
Okay. Gomamon, even though he's been used in the series. How original.
I don't care, dude. Gomamon. Well, I mean, in all honesty, I'm thinking more about like the further evolutions.
I understand that.
Because Gomamon is the gateway. Because I really like Metal Seedramon too. I really like I do like Ikakumon.
You could do Betamon, because Betamon would be Seedramon, Mega Seedramon, and then Metal Seedramon.
Oh, I do like Betamon. Betamon's cute.
He's great. See, you're not even ready to pick a Digimon. Well, maybe the Digimon picks you.
Yeah, that's what would have to happen. There's just so many cool ones. Like, I like Bakemon. I like all the ghost ones, too.
Sure.
You know? Like, oh, you know what? I think... then there's Tapermon. Tapermon is so sick.
That would be a great choice. If you had a Tapermon and I had a...
You know what he'd be evolved into?
Candlemon was great and never got used enough.
True. That would be good. So true. Hold on.
You could have a great line. That could go Candlemon, Wizardmon, possibly Pumpkinmon. That would be awesome.
Oh, see all the Halloween ones? Yeah, I don't know what I would end up with in terms of Digimon, because there's a million that I'd want.
Yep.
So hard for me.
Seriously, the runtime is...
Oh, no, I'm doing it. I'm just trying to figure out... You know, I would end up wanting one of the dinosaur Digimon, so I think I will go with...
Betamon?
No. The one I just said. Tapermon. Tapermon ends up turning into some of the dinosaur ones.
Does he? Okay. Great.
I mean, I don't know. None of this stuff is consistent.
You are right about that, my friend. All right. Well, one thing that is consistent is that we are going to be back here again every 2 weeks talking about what cartoon world that we would be living in. So please, if you're on Spotify, feel free to comment, say if you would live in the place. Still time to fill out that Google form, about what you would like to see on this show. I have a little bit more data now, so thank you everybody from last time, but I can still use more. We love you. Thank you all for listening.
Aw, yeah. Peace, everyone.
Goodbye.